Hi, everyone. My name is Leslie Russell, and I am the founder of Equip210, which is an alternate education model. I'm also the founder of Next Generation Ministries Independent Learning Academy, and I'm a homeschool mom of 22 years. And I'm just so excited to be on here today because we're doing something really amazing. We're equipping churches and communities, students and parents across the country and even around the world. And what we've done for the past, what we've done really well for the past 12 years, we've had thousands of students come through our program in Southern California. We've had campuses in Southern California and Meridian, and we've had over 1,000 students. And over the past 12 years, thousands come through graduating, getting into their colleges of choice, knowing God, walking in their kingdom calling and identity. And so what we're looking to do here with Equip 210 is take it to the next level. And we're actually launching campuses across the country. We launched our first one in New York and another one in Los Angeles. And today I am so super excited because I have with me Karen Johnson, who is the director of Equip 210 at Valley Christian Church. And then I also have with us today, I have Danette, who is the academic coordinator at Valley Christian Church for Equip 210. And I'm so excited to have both of these women on today because they are amazing. And they are so excited to share with you about Equip 210, how we're going to be launching it this fall. It's going to be K-6 this fall, and then it's going to continue to grow into middle school and high school. We've already have flown there. We've met the community. The community is excited. So the purpose of this podcast today, which is called Reinventing Education with Leaders and with Visionaries, is to introduce you to our New York team. So welcome, ladies. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you.
Yes, if you could just like share just about like your heart and what it was about Equip 210 that you were just so excited about in bringing to New York, that would just be great. And who you are and what you do. So Karen, why don't we start with you?
All right. So my name is Karen Johnson, as Leslie said, and I'm one of the pastors at Valley, as well as the director of the Equip 210 New York campus. And we're really so excited to really launch our campus in September. And how we learned about Equip 210 was through a mutual friend, Leslie's and mine, which is Sarah. And if you haven't met Sarah yet, I understand she'll be on this podcast and it'll be quite a treat to meet her too. But Sarah came back from visiting one of the campuses and was so excited and so enthusiastic about what the Equip 210 campuses were like and had to offer. And she translated that to us and to our pastors, our lead pastors, Dr. Greg and Susie. And I'm so grateful that they saw the value in that and wanting to have one of those Equip 210 campuses here at Valley as well. So that's how we kind of got started and really excited about what God is going to do in and through us as we work together to launch this new ministry in the fall.
That's so great. Thank you so much, Karen. What about you, Danette? It was so much fun getting to know you when we were in New York as well.
Yes. Well, hi, my name is Danette Williford, and I will be the academic coordinator. I was so thrilled when Karen came to me and talked to me, offered me this opportunity to be part of Equip 210. Being an educator for several decades, I just found that finally I get to be in a place where I will be able to feel loved and feel supported and just so excited to be part of the community and to be able to support the teachers and the parents. And I just think that's just an exciting opportunity for me to be a part of.
That's so awesome. So what we do at Equip 210 is we are all about Ephesians 210. That's why it's called Equip 210. So Ephesians 210 is, for we are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus for the good works that he prepared for us long ago. So the thought of having a child look in the mirror and say, I'm a masterpiece, right? Yes. Don't we want to be saying that even as adults, as we get ready in the morning, is to look in the mirror and say, I'm a masterpiece. And we want children to look in the mirror and say, I am a masterpiece, because their identity is so essential in Christ and the kingdom calling on their life, right? Just like we have a thumbprint, a DNA that no one else has. We know that we are all each created for a purpose, and children need to know that there is a kingdom calling on their life. And what we've done is we have organized a program with the core classes and with Kingdom Equipping classes and film, video, music, art, programming, drama, culinary skills, all kinds of amazing Kingdom electives. And it's more than like just taking the class and learning that skill. It's actually taking it further. Like, how can I use this skill for God's glory? How is this skill about maybe who I want to be and become? We have students who started with us 12 years ago in second grade in sewing class that are now launching their own clothing lines on Instagram. So we're like super excited to bring this to New York. And there are so many similarities between who we are and what we're doing, and also what's already going on at Valley Christian Church with Pastors Greg and Susie. And we'll have them on this podcast as well. But maybe Karen, you can just speak to about your culture there at Valley Christian Church.
Okay. So at Valley, our mission is to share the life-changing message of Jesus Christ so that people can come to know God, can find freedom, discover purpose, and make a difference. And that's really one of the things that just like knit our hearts together with this Equip 210 ministry, because that's exactly what we're doing with our children, helping them to know who they are and know whose they are by knowing that they're a masterpiece, and also knowing that God created them on purpose for a purpose. And just being able to come alongside them and help them to identify what that is, and then to equip them to grow in that purpose that God has called them for. And so here, what we do is through establishing a biblical foundation, we really come alongside parents and raising their children to know God and to love him and to be able to share him with others. And through this ministry, it allows us to do that in a greater capacity, where we get to nurture the whole child and to really be part of helping them to not just only love God, but to really have a love for learning as well. So it's a whole package that we really get to serve our families in a greater way.
Yeah, that's so great. And that's exactly what our heart is. When we come into a church, so if you're a pastor of a church and you're listening to this, what we come in and we want to completely integrate into the church. And the way that we are set up as an auxiliary is that the church actually is able to do that. And so it's wonderful just to be able to take that ownership and put your arms around it and bring your church community and culture in, and at the same time, just the yoking of two very just similar ministries and what the heart is for the children. Because I always say, you know, it's not just the weekend. A weekend is significant, but I used to be an English teacher. I had my master's in education, and I taught outside New York City. And so I think very metaphorically, and I think about just the metaphor of like food to table, like you can eat food to table on the weekends and really healthy on the weekends. But if you're not eating healthy during the week, you know, whatever that looks like, you know, how are you going to feel? And it's the same thing with our children. What they're getting at home needs to also be what they're getting and learning in school. And so we want to come alongside families and support the families and what they're teaching, the biblical values that they're teaching at home. We have like integrated that in their core. We've integrated that in their electives. And then what we've also done is we've established culture that regardless of what Equip 210 campus you're at, there's going to be a community there and the five pillars of who we are. So it's honor, obedience, kindness, courage, and honor. So honor, obedience, kindness, courage, and faithfulness, dedication. So we want to make sure that all those things are being at every Equip 210 campus are there for your child to learn. So Danette, what is it that you feel within your role of academic coordinator when you've been like talking to teachers and thinking about the teachers who you want to be bringing on board, what is it about your role that you're most excited about?
I'm really excited about supporting the teachers, supporting the parents, and also supporting the children. I feel like it's actually a triangle, the three parts. You know, we're all an equilateral triangle with the learning, with having the parents, the teachers, and the students, and that we're going to grow with our faith. We're also going to grow with our identity in the kingdom. And we're also going to be there for each other. I mean, how wonderful it would be to know that you're going to be supported. And whether it be questions that you have about the curriculum or just about my child, about where should I be guiding them in their identity? What are their talents? What are their gifts? You know, what are some other areas that, you know, I can help them in? I just feel really excited about being a part, having that partnership with everyone. I think it's so important that they feel supported and loved and guided.
Mm-hmm. That's so great. And what we're looking to do and what we've been doing since January with our New York and Los Angeles campuses is we train them every week. So I'm training in leadership and various social media skills along with what does it take to like run a campus? What does that look like? You know, what have I learned over the past 12 years of being a leader, leading a movement, and then also homeschooling for the past 22 years. And so I want to be pouring that into the leaders, because I always, the first thing I had them all say is I'm a leader, because these are the leaders, and wanting to equip them so that they can equip others. And then we have also another woman who has just is amazing. She's been, all of us have been in the field of education for many years. And so we have another team leader who is helping them to learn everything about academics. And then another leader who's teaching them everything about being a director, and another leader who's teaching them everything about equipping in the kingdom. So these are just like, we're just like a powerhouse coming together and training them so that they can be everything that, God has created them to be in this role, and that they feel prepared when September comes to be able to launch out and to do this. So Karen, can you just talk about just how the trainings have been for you?
Yes, sure. So I have looked forward to our daily trainings, really Monday through Thursday, with the executive team from Equip 210, as well as the ladies that are also launching their campus out in LA. And it's been fun to kind of get to know one another a little bit better, and to share one of those experiences, and to feel like we're really being equipped and prepared for what we'll need to do come the fall. And it's a lot of information coming at us, but we're ready. And I think it's all part of what's going to make us a really sound school. And one of my favorite things is what you mentioned, Leslie, is with the five pillars, is that no matter where you are, whether it's New York or anywhere between New York and LA, you know that there will be those distinctives no matter what campus you go on that are guiding the culture that's there. And I feel like, you know, the words, when you look at them, in honor, obedience, and kindness, and excellence, and courage, that is so important to have a campus where children can be nurtured and nourished. And when you provide a space like that, they cannot help but grow and thrive. Yeah. So love it.
That's so great. That's so great. And like I've said on the masterminds before, our trainings, is that if you aren't intentional in creating culture, the culture creates itself, and it's not always the culture that you want to have. And so we are, that is probably one of the biggest things that we want to make sure through our trainings, mm-hmm. is that the culture is established with those five pillars. So thank you for sharing that, Karen. And what about you, Danette?
Oh, I've just enjoyed the training so much also. And I'm pleasantly surprised at how many more skills that I'm learning, mm-hmm. and even growing in my own faith, mm-hmm. and having the lessons. It's made me feel excited to learn more and to grow more, and to just be experienced everything that, you know, I can be. I think, you know, you never want to stop learning, right? You always want to learn. Be a lifetime learner, lifelong learner. So I'm excited to be supported, as I would want to support the parents and the students, so, and the teachers. So I really thank you and appreciate the support that your team has given us each week.
Absolutely. And so basically what we're doing for them is we are training them so that they get to experience all these things from the five pillars that Karen just said, which are so significant. And our first lesson that we did was really neat, where I asked them to think about someone in their life that was significant to them, that really made an impression on them. And so everybody wrote down who that person was. And we went around and shared, and the majority of us, it was a teacher from our childhood that made an impact on us, or a teacher from high school who made an impact, or a youth leader who made an impact. And then I had them bullet point what those qualities were, and they all kind of put down the qualities. And there was one universal quality that was in every single person that made an impression on us. And that quality was kindness. And so I would have to say, like, that really made an impression, that kindness is so significant, because you can have a community that's all about the rules, all about the guidelines, all about all the do's and the don'ts, and because of just wanting everyone to fit like perfectly in those spaces and to be mechanical and robotic in that way. But it's like, we know life and we know what happens, and with our best intentions that there's grace and giving each other the benefit of the doubt. And really the people that leave a legacy and an impression on us are those people who were kind to us. And so that's like one of our like main pillars is just kindness. How many of you during the day just meet somebody and they're like just kind, and it really makes an impression on you. And so we are going to be a kind community, a kind campus. At the same time, there's honor. Honor is significant. We always want to have fear of the Lord and to honor one another, honor our team members, honor the parents, how the parents honor the teachers, teachers honor the parents, students honor. So we're going to be a community that's all about honoring one another. Obedience is so important. We need to be obedient and to the best of our ability. There's always grace, but we want to be obedient and walk in that obedience and teach our children to be obedient. There is an absolute truth. And I think in today's world is that we're challenged in that way, right? That people don't like to hear that there's an absolute truth, but there is an absolute truth, and it's God's word. And so we want to be teaching that to them. And then kindness, as I've spoken about, and excellence. We always strive for excellence in everything that we do. We always want to do with excellence and courage. Like, this is totally a time in a day and age to be strong and to be courageous. And it's not in our own striving, but it's through Christ. I love what he says in Zechariah, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Okay. And it's through Christ that we're able to do these things. So that is the culture and the community that we want to create. And at the same time, we know that there's a lot of different families who are going to be coming. There's going to be families that are already homeschooling, families that might be exiting a traditional schooling to come into homeschooling. And what's great is we can be that those 2 days of the academic and core, and then the other 2 days are completely elective. You don't have to do the other 2 days, but it's all kingdom equipping electives and all amazing things with art and music and entrepreneurialism, biblical citizenship. So it's all about equipping the child to walk in their kingdom identity, who they are in Christ, and also in the calling that God has on their life. So what we're really looking to do is to get the word out to the community. And Karen, she is there. She can give tours. You can contact her, and I'm going to have her share her contact information with you. And teachers, if you're listening to this and like your heart's starting to beat and you're like, oh my goodness, like this is like something I'm so excited about, we want you to be reaching out to Danette. We want to hear from you. You can totally do this part time. You can have your day job. We've had some of the most amazing professional chefs over the years who are executive chefs of really amazing restaurants, and even personal chefs of different celebrities who just really want to get back to the next generation of children. And they'll come in and they'll teach, you know, one or two culinary cooking classes, or someone who's a Java programmer during the day has a company, but they love to teach children. And we've had second graders learn Java programming. There's kids, college students who are computer engineers in college that don't get Java programming until they're like second year of college. And we have second graders doing that. So we are very much about innovation. We want to innovate with new pedagogies and how children learn. And I want to talk a little bit more about that. But Danette, can you just share your contact information and if they're a teacher and how they can like reach you to speak with you?
Oh, sure. The address would be dwilliford at equipped210.com.
That's wonderful. And again, just to talk about that, just give us a call and reach out to us, because there we are building the schedule. We can fit you in where it works for you. So if you're just feeling exciting hearing about this, you want to learn more, we have a really dynamic entrepreneurial model as well in the way that we operate. And it's everybody wins, and it's really exciting just to be able to be a part of this, where it's a blessing for everybody involved. And what about you, Karen? Go ahead and you can share how to contact you if you're a family that wants to learn more or get a tour.
Okay. So I just want to encourage you, if you are interested in having your child come to join us at Equip 210, that you can reach out to me at kjohnson@equip210.com.
Okay. So just in closing, we're just going to kind of go around and just like kind of share some like just closing sentiments. As I shared in the beginning, I'm a homeschooling mom of over 20 years. My husband and I have been married 30 years. And we now have four adult children. Our youngest is 18 and he's graduating this year from ILA. He was like five when it started. And it's just been really amazing. It's been an incredible blessing being able to homeschool them and to also have them have community with other children. And also just the love and kindness from other teachers who also inspire them. So it's really been a win-win in that they've had the beauty and the opportunities of homeschooling and the values that we have, my husband and me, and being able to travel and do things. And at the same time, being able to have relationships with friends and with teachers who are also mentors who have like poured into their life. They have friendships today that they've had their whole time when they were at Independent Learning Academy. And that's our program that has evolved into now Equip 210. So I just encourage you, if you're listening to this and you're a homeschooling parent, or if you're in a traditional setting, a public school or private school, but you really feel called to step out, but you're like, I work full time, or I'm a single mom, or I just don't know how I would be able to do it. This is the program that really comes alongside of you and makes it possible. So whatever your wherever you're at in your life and whatever you're doing, whether you have to work both days of the week or you can be present and being able to be there on the days that your children are not are home, whatever that looks like, that this program can work for you. We would love to talk to you more about it. And I can tell you as a mom now, like looking back at seeing, like I have my oldest daughter's 25. She's graduated from ILA. She's now in graduate school, getting her master's in divinity. Second daughter graduated from college and she's now a labor and delivery nurse at the young age of 22, delivering babies. Third daughter's in college, wanting to be a childhood therapist for children who've had trauma. And then my son going into school to become a mechanical engineer. And we have so many stories of hundreds of students that have come through and graduated and decided to go on into college. And then also students who've decided to launch their own companies or go to trade schools or go into the military or the mission field. So whatever the calling is on that child's life, we come alongside and we partner together to help them walk in that. So we would love to have you reach out to us, reach out to Karen and Danette, whether you're a homeschool family currently or a traditional school family that's looking for an alternate educational model. We're truly a movement and we would love to have you join this movement. So thank you so much. And Karen, any closing remarks from you?
Yeah, I think sometimes that we underestimate the impact that we can have on the life of a child and how we can impact a family. And I'd read this quote that I thought was really cool. I wanted to share. And it's from Henry Adams, a 19th century American historian. And it says, a teacher affects eternity. A teacher affects eternity. He or she can never tell where his influence stops. And I believe that as followers of Christ, we want to have a legacy that goes beyond our time and goes into eternity. And pouring into the life of a child and a family can really allow you to do that. We're absolutely excited. I don't know if you can tell, but we are so excited to get started in the fall. And we're excited to really support this generation of difference makers to take their place and who will impact the world for Jesus, for their good and for his glory. And so we want to be a part of that, and we want to invite you too, because we believe that this will make a difference in the life of your child and your family.
Well, it's so good. Thank you so much, Karen. We're so excited. All right, Danette.
Yes, I also am so excited and really encourage all the families, you know, don't hesitate to reach us, to call out, to talk to us, because I know that you'll make a wonderful decision and you'll be so happy to have your child spend their time with us.
So great. All right, ladies, thank you so much. Thank you for watching. Again, I'm Leslie Russell. I'm the founder of Equip 210. And this is our new podcast, which is Reinventing Education with Leaders and Visionaries. And we're just so super excited for everyone who we're going to be bringing on the show and looking to really just change education in this country with innovation. This is an educational revolution that we're in. As dark as it may appear, when you bring the light, it makes a huge impact. And so we're the light, we're the solution. We're one of the ones who are like bringing the solution. And so we would love for you to join us and to be a part of our community. So thank you so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you.